Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and rest specifically for Black women. So let's take a deep breath here and let it out because I want to talk about this election, okay? And honestly, really what I want to do at its core is I just want to do a check-in with you. I want to do a check-in with you if you're listening to this podcast between now and November 5th, or even actually beyond, because this is a big, big deal. And I made a post on social media over the weekend just doing a check-in there first, because obviously my podcasts only come out once a week. And so I wanted to do this anyway, but when I sent that response out into the World Wide Web, the responses or the comments, you can see it, it's on Threads. The comments were a mix of things I expected, plus some surprising things that I didn't. But overall, I just want this to be a check-in episode because a lot of us are feeling stressed, concerned, tired, exhausted, angry, afraid, you know, we're feeling all these emotions. And if you're like me, like I go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Like right now, as I record this episode, like today was my stomach is, that's where I feel my anxiety a lot, like in my chest and in my stomach. And that's how I feel today, like literally right now. And, a lot of it has to do with like this upcoming election, plus everything else that is going on in the world right now. It's just, it's a lot. And that's again why I wanted to do this episode. So just want to do a quick check-in and ask you, I legitimately want to know, how are you doing? How are you holding up? Are you okay? Because this election season, well, any election season, you know, can bring stress, anxiety, unease, you know, those kind of things. Obviously, especially for Black women, especially for women, obviously, but then it's a whole nother level for Black women. Okay. So I feel like the stakes are very high for us, and you're probably feeling that as well. And even if you haven't necessarily put words to that, I would imagine that like if you're feeling stressed, anxious, worried, concerned, overwhelmed, I think that has a big part, or I think that has a lot to do with it. Because for us, honestly, and this is another post that I made on social right after that one, it's not just necessarily about who wins or loses. It's not. Because in my humble opinion, I feel like no matter who wins or loses, hold on one second, excuse me, regardless of who ends up being the next president of the United States, specifically for Black women, specifically for just Black people. Obviously, I'm speaking to Black women, but just Black people in general, specifically for us, doesn't really matter who wins or who doesn't win, because in my opinion, the systemic structures that are in place, one way or another, they're going to do their best to maintain some sense of normalcy and balance. And it's either going to be covertly or overtly. So it's kind of like, how do you want it, you know? So that's a part of the reason why I'm just feeling like this stress. Like for us, it's just this constant struggle for all the things, for safety, for prioritization, for concern for our well-being, for concern for our health, for protection, for being recognized for the things, for who we are, number one, but also the things that we do and have done and continue to do for not only others, but also for this damn country, okay? The sacrifices that Black women have made and continue to make to not be prioritized in this country is just so disrespectful. It's a slap in the face. So yeah, I guess I'm a little heated right now, okay? But if you are feeling any of those emotions that I mentioned at the top of this episode, again, stressed, overwhelmed, fearful, worried, concerned. What else did I see in the comments? You get the gist. Like, I want to let you know that what you are feeling right now, actually, regardless of what you're feeling, okay, all of it is valid. All of it is valid. And also, you may feel one way today, and then tomorrow, you could be feeling completely different. And then the next day, you could be somewhere in between. And like I said, like, for example, right now, my emotions, like, they're up, down, up, down. Like, some days, I'm just like, yes, you know what I mean? Yes, girl. And then some days, I'm just like, oh, my God. And part of that might be the perimenopause as well. But you know what I'm saying. So again, this episode is really about you, about me, about us, and making space, I guess virtually, to check in with each other. And had I had the foresight, but y'all, I can't think of everything, but had I had the foresight to do something like this, I would have opened up like a Zoom room and just allowed us to come into the space and just talk. Talk about this, talk about what's happening, talk about how we feel. And now that I'm thinking about it, hold on, y'all, because I'm thinking that I do want to do this before the election. So this is really off the cuff. So that's why I'm kind of stalling for a second because I'm getting my phone and I'm looking at the dates here. So the Friday that this episode goes live will be November 1st. Actually, how about Monday? And I'm going to try to remember to remind you in the next episode as well. But how about on Monday, November 4th, you and I and any other Black woman that wants to just have a space to just show up, be ourselves, talk about what's going on, talk about what's happening in the world and how we feel and, you know, what's happening with everything, I guess for now, initially about this election. And just how stressful just it has been for the last few weeks, few months. Let's just take some time and talk about it. So if you're on the email list, I will send an email out. So you'll get that. You'll probably get at least a couple that will provide you with the Zoom link. This will be free, no charge, just maybe 45 minutes for us to just make space for each other the day before the elections. So again, on November 4th. So I will send out the emails this week. Okay, so I'm talking about before the 4th of November, the week, this is the week before the election. So that's when I'll be sending the emails out. And if you're not on the mailing list, I'll try to put it also on social media, but you can join the mailing list by going to browngirlselfcare.com, scroll down to the bottom. There should be a place for you to add your email address so that you can be added to the email list. All right, and I would do that right away. Because I'm going to send out an email on Monday. Well, when you listen to this, one may have already been sent, depending on when you listen to this on Monday. And if you listen to it later on in the week, you know, I just want you to catch the email if you want to be available and in the room with me to talk about this in a neutral, caring, understanding space where you do not have to mask. You don't have to, you know, play games and code switch and do any of that other nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, look out for that email, okay? I know that's off the cuff, but I just feel like I want to open up a room so that we can just exist and be before this all happens. And again, regardless if it's win, lose, or draw, it's just like, it's just stressful for a lot of us. And I completely get it. And I understand. I overstand. Okay. So again, I just wanted to acknowledge your feelings of overwhelm, because in that Threads post, which has reached over 100 comments, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't had a chance to go through them yet. And I'm going to do my best to do them one by one this week. But I did see a lot of responses where y'all were saying, like, you're going through, you're overwhelmed. And I want you to know that it's okay to take things, just pause, take things, you know, as they come, as far as like making space for yourself, even if it's a minute by minute thing where you have to check in, see how you feel, how your body feels, you know, things like that. Because sometimes with everything that's going on, just making it, literally like making it through the day. I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, it's just like making it through the day. I'm like, okay, that I made it. I'm counting that as a win. Sometimes we reach for like these big, juicy wins that we can high five each other on and dance in the streets on and things like that. But sometimes the sweetest of wins, the simplest of wins, are the small ones where you're just like, you know what? I'm going through a lot right now, and I made it through the day. And I'm counting that as a part of my joy. I'm counting that as a win. I made it. I made it through. So, you know, count it all joy. But yeah, this is all a mess. Intentions are really high. And then you have like, it's everywhere. It's on social media. It's on the podcast. It's on in the news. Do they still have newspapers? Whatever. It's in the media coverage. It's everywhere. So if you're feeling like you're drained or emotionally exhausted, I mean, it's in our faces 24/7. It just doesn't give up. And so you feeling drained, like, that is not a sign of weakness, okay? I think it's just it's just a natural reaction that for Black women living in this society, okay, that where we don't feel protected, we don't feel heard, we don't feel supported, we don't feel like our well-being matters, we don't feel like our safety matters, we don't feel like anyone cares about Black women consistently except for Black women. Like, I feel like it's just a natural reaction to have an existence in this country. Okay, so just know that you're not alone. I know that it's very chaotic right now for some of us. And so if things feel like it's just too much, I haven't really talked about this a lot in recent episodes, but if you go back in other ones, I did more. But just, you know, ground yourself, sis. Maybe I should talk about this more in the podcast, because we're probably going to need it. But ground yourself, sis, okay? Take a few deep breaths. Look for the five things in the room, five things you can smell, five things you can see, five things you can hear, et cetera, so that you can allow yourself, even if momentarily, to get grounded in your body right where you are and to let everything else go, okay? So do something like that. Something that I've been doing recently is somatic yoga. And the lady that I found, I'm going to tell you, she's not Black. I just stumbled upon her on YouTube when I typed in somatic yoga, and her videos and others obviously popped up. And I did a couple of her practices, specifically the somatic yoga ones. And I can't tell you, I can't express to you, like, how that was exactly what my body needed in the moment. When I did it the first time, I'm not BSing you when I say this. When I did it the first time, I felt like I was high. Have you ever had like a runner's high? Or if you've ever like smoked, okay, or whatever, edibles, whatever, I felt so good. I felt like I was on a high. And that was just confirmation for me that my body was telling me, like, girl, you need more of that. More slowing down, more check-ins with yourself, more finding more ways to release and let go. So I want to offer that to you too. Her name is Devi Dally. I'll spell that D-E-V-I. Last name D-A-L-Y. I'll say that one more time. So D like David, E, V like Victor, I. Devi, hopefully I'm saying that correctly. And her last name, Dally, hopefully I'm saying that right. But it's D like David, A, L like Larry, Y. And again, she is not Black. And I do try to center Blackness. But y'all, I had just put in just somatic yoga into, because I wanted to do some trauma-informed like yoga and releasing and stuff like that. So I just put that into the search bar and just videos popped up. And that was just one that I happened to see. I did it, or I clicked on it, and I liked just her voice and the flow. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. And that's what I did. And so I'm going to continue doing some of her videos, because the ones that I have done so far have actually been so therapeutic for my body. It's insane. It's insane. Like, I have been doing regular yoga and stuff like that, but this is just on a different level. It's just another way to connect with your body. But doing something like that, going outside, getting some air, taking walks, you know, even if it's just for a minute, just doing things that can help bring you back right now into the present moment where you are able to give yourself space. And if necessary, you know, as we're navigating all of this, this is why it's important to like develop community and things like that, because you want to be able to reach out to someone, friend, a family member, a loved one, even online, you know, online support groups. They have online support groups for everything. We've talked about this before, but girl, it is okay to have a need. It's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to say, hey, I need a little support, or I need a lot of support. It's just that knowing someone else understands and sees you. That's what we need. Someone understanding and seeing us, like, that can go a very long way and make a huge, huge difference. Okay. So I wanted to mention that. So there was something else that I'm trying to get to my notes here really quickly, but someone mentioned in the comments, let me go to my phone, because I want to make sure that I say it right. I'm not sure if I screenshot it, but let me just take a really quick gander here. I can tell that I'm getting older, y'all, because I'm having a hard time like finding stuff on my phone. Okay, here it is. So in that thread that I had made on Threads, someone said, and the person's name is PDawson03, shout out to you. They said, very disappointed in Black men this election cycle. There is no excuse for their behavior. And so I wanted to just kind of briefly touch upon that super, super quickly as well, about just being disappointed in Black men. First of all, yes, I completely get it. 100,000,000%. Like, I know some of us, a lot of us are feeling exactly the same. We are feeling really let down by Black men and their engagement this election season. Like, it's hard because, you know, again, Black women, we have done so much and we do so much. And so when we're looking for solidarity and support and acknowledgement of our pain, our suffering, the help that we would love to get and things like that, it's just like crickets. We just blowing in the wind a lot of times. But when we're looking for solidarity and support from the men in our communities. So yeah, being disappointed should have probably gone up into the first thing that I said about how every response I completely get of being stressed, overwhelmed, da da da, should have said that too. Disappointed. Hell yeah, disappointed. But that's what it means to live in a patriarchal society. Okay, the system is doing what the system, like the system is systeming. You know what I mean? The system is systeming. We know that in this system, men hold pretty much all of the power. They make the decisions. They're basically like the boss of us. Okay? They help, they make most of the decisions for us, for women. And we are not included. And if we are, usually it's very begrudgingly, but we are not included in the decision making. We are not included in the power plays. We are not included. Like, we're just left out. The system makes space for men to grow and thrive and make lay claim to everything and make rules and tell us what to do with our bodies and how to do it and when to do it and all those things. Like, the system teaches us that their needs are prioritized. The system teaches us that their needs come first, and that we are just like, if there's anything left over, you know, if there's anything left over, I guess you can have a piece of that, girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get the leftovers. And like, it seems like they make it seem like our lives don't matter. Okay. So obviously this can make things even harder. When you just look at the grand scheme of things, like, we're dealing with not only this election, obviously, white supremacy and racism, but also sexism too. All, like I said, all the isms, okay? Hey y'all, real quick. If you haven't checked out Code Switch yet, you're missing out on a one-of-a-kind podcast about race and identity. As a winner of Apple Podcast Show of the Year Award, Code Switch handles these topics in a way you've never heard before. No matter who you are, Code Switch knows that identity is part of every story, and they make it accessible, relatable, and even fun. What I love about Code Switch is that it doesn't just preach or feel way out of reach. It dives into the real and sometimes confusing spaces we all navigate. One episode that really landed for me was Black Praise in White Pews, where they explored Black identity and Black Christianity in white churches. And that hit home for me because it reminded me that my experience and relationship with God matters. And also, I just felt seen and heard and understood in a space that often doesn't reflect us. If you're a Black woman on a journey of healing, self-care, and self-love, this show offers conversations that will make you feel validated. Whether it's about setting boundaries, understanding how race impacts our everyday lives, or unpacking the complexities of identity, Code Switch is a space where we can all find ourselves reflected. Listen now to Code Switch from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So the patriarchy, like, it influences all this stuff. And obviously we have men doing what men do. They are just putting their interests first above the needs of Black women. So, you know, I want to say that I'm surprised and shocked and befuddled and, you know, other words that sound good like that. Confused, I don't know, but I guess I'm not. I'm really not. Like, the people that have the power, why would they ever, or think they have the power, why would they ever want to give that away? So it's like, being Black and being a woman, being a Black woman, we got to fight for every damn thing. We got to fight everybody, it feels like. We got to fight for everything. Okay? Like Oprah said, all my life, was it Oprah? All my life I had to fight. All my life I had to fight. That is how it feels sometimes. That line hits, and it hits hard. All my life I had to fight, right? So, you know, it's okay while we're going through this and beyond to decenter men, decenter Black men. Honestly, it can be a form of like self-preservation and liberation. It's okay to do that. And this doesn't mean, especially if you're booed up, like, don't send me no angry messages. I get it. If you're booed up or your daddy's a good man, which if you have a man in your life that's your daddy and he's a good man, God bless you. You are truly amazing to have that. Or that's just an amazing thing. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't care about them. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. It's just that we are choosing to prioritize ourselves because we are never prioritized. We have never been prioritized, and we will never be prioritized unless we go out there and we take it and we lay claim to it. And in order for us to prioritize ourselves, that means we're going to have to take somebody off the steps, the step stool, or take somebody off the pedestal where they have been for centuries, and allow ourselves to rise, to be lifted up, okay? To allow ourselves to be supported, to be seen, to be heard, to be prioritized, to be made first, finally, not second, not second class or third class citizenship. You know what I'm saying? So it is okay to decenter men in your life, okay? Especially in spaces where we are seeking support, healing, care, compassion, love, understanding, peace, etc., etc., okay? It's okay to center yourself and to do it unapologetically, all right? These systems do not prioritize us. They do not uphold us. They do not care about our well-being, our safety, or anything along those lines. So we have to lay claim to that. We got to fight for it. We got to lay claim to that for ourselves. And there's not a damn thing wrong with that. Okay? So, sis, like, embrace your agency. Embrace prioritizing yourself. Embrace, you know, being empowered. And center your damn self. Center your own damn self. And with that, the other women in your life, the other Black women in your life, you guys, or like you guys, as in me too, but it's okay for us to prioritize ourselves and center ourselves. What is it, like the main character of our lives or whatever the kids are saying these days? Do more of that. Do more of that. All right. And then actually, there was one or two more things I wanted to say. Someone left a comment on there about getting back to basics. And let me grab her name because I want to give credit where it is due because I agree with her 100%. But her name is Patricia Cofield. Hey, girl, hey. And basically, she was just saying, like, it's time to get back to basics, regardless if she wins or loses. And just to be prepared. Like, preparation is key and creating community and things like that. You know, things that we've talked about here on the podcast. And so, you know, whether, again, win, lose, or draw, like I said before, I'm not a psychic friend, okay? I'm not a Dionne Warwick psychic friend. I'm not a, what was that lady's name that was like, call me now for your free reading? Miss Cleo. I'm not Miss Cleo. I don't know what's going to happen on November 5th, okay? I know what I would like to see happen. I know what I've seen being reported, but I can't sit here and say with 100% certainty it's going to go one way or another, all right? November 5th is going to come and go, and whatever happens beyond that, we will, you know, make it through that. You and I together, okay? You and I together collectively, all Black women, we are going to be there for each other and we are going to make it through, all right? But there's power in going back to basics and doing the things that are within our control. Like we've said a million times here on the podcast, you and I, we cannot control everything. We don't want to control everything. But that, like, trying to control everything to me is different than being prepared as much as you possibly can. Okay. It's not just like a worst case scenario thing, which I'm just even saying that I got that feeling in my stomach again, but it's just, overall just being empowered even in the face of, uncertainty. So like I mentioned before on the podcast, maybe like a month or so ago, I told you all that I am moving to Arkansas next year and that's going to be a whole situation. So y'all just get ready for those posts because I'm sure they are going to be hitting different when I see them. What are them, like them bugs and them praying mantises and other bugs in the garden. I'm going to have to get used to that real quick. But part of the reason I'm doing it is because there is strength when women support women and when women are together and when women are in community with each other. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. For the most part, I'm going to be in community with Another Black woman, her name is Yolanda from Parenting Decolonized, and her and her daughter and me and my daughter, we're going to be living on some land, and we're going to be just, you know, I'm not trying to romanticize this because I know that there's going to be some things going on in this situation and a lot of stuff to learn, a lot and a lot to experience, but, in a perfect world, I would be just living my best life out there, sustainably living minimalistically, really allowing myself to get into my creative space. I want to be doing pottery, learning herbalism and how to garden and grow food and support other Black women that might be in need of food and just different things like that. And so that for me is a part of my preparation plan. I wouldn't say that we're going to be completely living off the grid. I don't think that's possible. I'm not saying it's impossible, but when I think of off the grid, like completely, that means that person is 100%, like they got it all, like they can do it all and be just be perfectly okay. And I don't think that's where we will be, not 100%. You know what I mean? Because there's still things that will be needed and resources. And plus, on top of that, I for damn sure don't want to have to do everything anyway. So, you know, there's still going to be things that we need. But that, to me, is definitely a power play in a sense of basically getting back to basics. Getting a little closer to how our ancestors lived and thrived with better food and community and air and less social media and things of that nature. That's how I want to live my life, at least for a season. I can't tell you how I'll feel 10 years from now, but I know that my body has been signaling that this is what it wants for some time. And so now I'm actually following through with it. A little fear in there, obviously sprinkled in, but you know, that I think that's completely normal. But yeah, I want you to identify what your basics are, right? Our ancestors knew how to prepare and build community. And I think that just with how everything is in this country, we've kind of gotten away from that a little bit. But I think that's okay. We're doing our very best. And, you know, there's still time. Again, regardless, win, lose, or draw. I don't know why I keep saying that. I think that was the name of a TV game show. Win, lose, or draw. I'm showing my age. Don't Google that. I think that's from like the 70s or the 80s. I don't know. But regardless if it's the outcome that we're hoping for or not, like we are going to survive. We're gonna thrive. We're gonna do it together. And that's going to be the way, okay? But I need you to, you know, identify what your basics are. Maybe it looks like stocking up on some necessities, not necessarily like you're trying to hoard it all, but maybe there are some things you want to stock up on so that in case, you know, whatever, you feel a little more empowered and a little more prepared, not just for this November 5th thing, but I mean just period. Okay, just getting back to basics, period. So again, maybe stocking up on some necessities. Maybe it's a little more financial preparation. Maybe your money has been funny and you've been feeling some kind of way and you're like, you know, in your heart that, or in your spirit, your spurt, that if you could get a better handle on your financial situation as far as whatever that looks like for you, maybe that's a way that you can kind of get back to basics. Or maybe it's resting more. A lot of us, we don't get the rest that we need. If I'm not mistaken, we need like 8-9 hours of sleep. And a lot of us are getting, what, about 6 to 7 if we're lucky? Myself included, thanks to perimenopause. I know I keep talking about perimenopause, but perimenopause is a raggedy hoe. Excuse my French. But yeah, so whatever that is, or even just making sure that you have, in case there are emergencies, sometimes we're not even prepared with that. Like, do you have an emergency plan in place? Do you have something outlined for you and your family members? Just doing different things like that so that we can just feel a little more empowered. But definitely getting back to basics and not doing it because you're like, you know, Chicken Little. The sky is falling. It's not about the fear. You know what I mean? even though you may feel it at times, but it's not like doing it from a perspective of fear. We don't want that fear. Fear can be useful in some situations, obviously, but it's not necessarily useful in every situation. And it's not necessarily useful to live your complete life from a place of fear. So we don't want to do things necessarily out of a place of fear, but really just like preparing out of a desire to just, you know, be more grounded, feel more empowered, feel a little more secure, and be like, you know what, I'm gonna be okay no matter what happens. So that's the kind of preparation that I want to, you know, hype up on this podcast episode. And so, I think those were the things that I wanted to actually cover, just, you know, feeling unsafe, feeling terrified, feeling scared because of the uncertainty and everything, that's just feeling like we're constantly under threat and being scrutinized and just disdained and you know, all those things. And so I know that it can just be completely exhausting to have to navigate the things that we do on a very regular basis. And so I just want you to know that I understand. And I wish that we lived and existed in a country where Black women were prioritized. I wish we lived in a country, in a system where our needs were valued, our safety is valued, we weren't brutalized, we weren't neglected, we weren't disrespected, we weren't violated, we weren't discounted, you know, all of those things. I wish that we did, but that isn't necessarily the country that we live in. We live in a country where our needs come last, if our needs are even considered at all. So I'm just, in case you needed a cosign, like you feel like you're going crazy or it's just you, sis, it's not just you that does feel afraid when our livelihood's at stake, our bodies are at stake, our financial wellness and well-being is at stake, our spiritual well-being is at stake. Our families' lives and livelihoods are at stake. Our health is at stake. Like, everything feels like it's at stake. And it's overwhelming and it's exhausting. So my biggest advice for you is, girl, set some boundaries if you can. Set some boundaries. If you need to turn off the news for however long you need to do it, turn it off. Yeah, if you need to tune out for a minute, because your mental health matters. We can't, unfortunately, it's up to us to make these changes, and we can't make the changes if we're not okay. And I'm not even sure how we can be okay when everything is going on the way that it is. So it's just like this cycle that just continues to go. And it's just like, you just get tired. And so I understand. I really, really do. So if you need to spend some more time outside, if you need to limit the news, if you need to set some boundaries and tell people in your family, hey, I don't want to talk about that. Especially if people in your family are on different party lines and they're just disrespectful about it with things they say, or even friends or coworkers, neighbors, whoever. It's okay to set a boundary and say, you know, I really don't want to talk about that. Okay. My point is, you got to do what's right for you. And you can, and also I'm following accounts and people on social media that are just like a drag, that just don't see Black women. They just don't. Like, just, I'm not following anybody that I feel doesn't see me, doesn't see my humanity, doesn't see the collective humanity of Black women. All right. So whatever boundaries you need to set in place, do it unapologetically. And again, seek out spaces where you are prioritized. All right. So before I close this episode out, I do again want to say that again on November 4th, the Monday before the elections, I don't have a time yet. I do want to get like together on Zoom. This is not necessarily going to be a election type of, you know what I'm saying? This is more so just come as you are. Let's do a check-in. How are you? What's going on? How do you feel? How, you know, just a space for Black women to just be online and virtually. Okay. That's the point. I had nothing else, like, I didn't have any big fancy thing planned for it. I just wanted to make a space for us to be able to come together the day before and just be together, even if briefly, in solidarity. Okay. So if you're able to do that, great. If you're not on the email newsletter and you want an invite on Zoom, then again, go to browngirlselfcare.com, scroll down to the bottom, and join the email newsletter list. All right. So let me go ahead and wrap up this episode. Man, I feel like for this to have been a short episode, I feel like I talked a hell of a lot. But real talk, I just want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for checking in with me today. Even though obviously I can't hear you, I can't see you, I just want you to understand that I know that it's a heavy time for some of us. And so I just hope that this episode has just allowed you to feel heard and seen and has given you some space to just feel supported and to breathe and feel like you matter, because you do. And, you know, as we move closer to Election Day, I just really hope that you're able to take care of yourself as well as be connected with your fellow sister. We obviously are connected, and together we are just so powerful. So if you do need, you know, just for someone to see you, reach out to one of your Black sister and just say, hey, did you have a few minutes to talk? I just need a little support. But again, no matter what happens, we're in this together. And one step at a time, we are going to be okay. All right. All right. So that is it for this week's episode. Oh, one last thing. If you're on Spotify, make sure you leave a comment about this episode. You can leave your comments there too, about how you're feeling. If you want to do your check-in there instead of if you're not able to join on Zoom on Monday the 4th for whatever reason, that's okay. But if you want to leave a check-in on Spotify, I see all the comments on Spotify and I try to respond to every single one, even though it may not be the next day, girl. Give me some grace. Give me some time. But I do my best to respond to every single comment. So Spotify, if you're listening to this, go ahead and leave your comment, do your check-in there, and let me know how you're doing, okay? All right. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not voted yet, this goes without saying, please go and vote, okay? I'll end it on that. Please go and vote, all right? All right, I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.